Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today from the Green County Democratic Party Central Committee is our chair, Chris Henning, now joining us. So thank you very much, Chris, for being on.
Thanks, Coltrane, for having me.
You bet. Well, Chris, we're here to talk a lot about the caucus process and what people can expect that night, February 3rd. Chris, for those that are interested in wanting to participate as a Democrat, for those that might be nervous that, oh, if I register as a Democrat, but I don't really want to vote as a Democrat when it comes up to the primary election in June or the regular election in November, they still have that chance to switch back to whatever party they want to.
Registration can be online or in the auditor's office, and you can change it. We've all known people who change for primaries, but you have to register, and it has to be in the system that way.
Now, there are several locations around Greene County for those that want a caucus for the Democratic Party. Can you kind of run through that list of the different caucus locations for the Greene County Democratic Party?
Okay, so I'm going to hit that. The doors open at 5:30 on February 3rd. Doors open at 5:30. Caucus starts at 7. You have to be in line at 7, whether you've actually signed in or not, but you have to be in line by 7 to participate, to have your preference known. There are 7 precincts in Greene County, so I'm going to go through them in their alphabetical order, I think they are here. So Jefferson 1, 2, and 3 are in the Greene County High School. There will be signs. Each one of them will be in a different room. Jefferson 1 is in the cafeteria. Jefferson 2 is in the media center. Jefferson 3 is in the auditorium, all at the high school. Central, which is that donut of rural people of Jefferson, is in Jefferson City Hall on the second floor. The North, which is that group all the way across the north end of the county, from Sheridan to Peyton and all of the rural people in between and to the county lines each way, is at the Sheridan Library's new meeting room. The West, which is up and down from the bottom of the north to the south end of Greenbrier and Willow, is in the Scranton Community Center. The East, which is Washington Township up to Peyton, or up too close to Peyton, Dana and south of Dana, and through down to Rippey,
okay,
is at the Grand Junction Community Center in the East Room. That's the large room. And the reason I'm being so specific about where they are in the building is because our Republican friends are caucusing that night, and some of their locations, maybe not the same precincts, but some of their locations are very near ours. And I'm not going through their list.
Very good. Well, now, Chris, when somebody goes to caucus for the Democratic Party that night on February 3rd, can you walk us through what somebody is going to expect? What's the process that they'll be seeing while they're there?
So the candidates will have signage, and they will have precinct captains, and there are volunteer temporary chairs for each precinct who have been training. There will be secretaries, there will be registration people who have been trained in the caucus process. And we're inviting anybody who wants to caucus, look at those materials because they are available on the web and they are available on our webs, not only our base camp, but our Facebook page and on my personal Facebook page.
Okay.
And we can email them out to anybody who wants to look at them. We will do a count of how many people are in the room. There will be 2 chances to choose your candidate to put in your preference. The first will be a percentage of 15% of the total people in the room will make a preference group viable. This sounds like a lot of math right now, so I'm going to say there are 100 people in the room. There are 15 people for Snickers candy bar. That's viable. There are 8 people who like black licorice. Not viable. The Snickers candy bar people, even though they aren't 75 people, they're 15% of the 100. They're viable. that's where they stay.
Okay.
No other choice. The non-viable groups, you get to choose another group.
That are left, that are viable.
That are viable. But if you're in a viable group, you don't get a second choice.
You stay there.
There are preference cards. This year, this is new. And the fact that you only get two choices is new. Or one choice if you're viable. The person, candidate with the most votes gets the most delegates. But any viable group gets a delegate. And that's what we're all about, is choosing delegates to the next convention.
So then after your viable candidates have been declared, what else happens? Do you get to choose platform planks? How does that work?
We will take platform planks forward to our platform committee. The person bringing the platform plank to the caucus will read and have in writing that platform plank. Any platform plank needs to be signed and in writing and read at the caucus. And by acclamation, we will send them provisionally to the platform committee so that they can be approved or denied at the county convention.
If there's people out there that are listening to this program and they maybe caught part of it but didn't catch everything, but they have some additional questions or need additional information, where can they go again to get that?
So our Facebook page is probably the quickest and easiest. All of this information also will be online in a press release, or barring all of that, they can contact me or anybody who's on the committee, and we'll give them the link. The Iowa Democrats IDP.org is out there, and it's all there as well. The Secretary of State can talk to you about your registration. You can register for caucuses online ahead of time so that you're not stuck in any line at registration.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Greene County program. Here with our Greene County Democratic Central Committee Chair, Chris Henning, joining us once again. Community State Bank in Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.